Tomorrow is the last day to submit ballots in Anchorage's first ever vote-by-mail election. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, amid a packed slate of propositions and candidates, one particularly controversial measure has drawn the lion's share of campaign money.
Voters in Anchorage aren't deciding on a lot. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz is seeking a second term against his main challenger, Rebecca Logan, whose campaign donations totaled less than half of the incumbent's. There are also three school board seats up for election and seven bond measures on the ballot. Residents are also asked whether the city should sell off utility Municipal Light and Power to Chugach Electric Association, and the ballot includes proposals to expand property tax exemptions for homeowners, give Whittier police authority to write parking tickets in Girdwood, and bring attractive homes in Eagle River under the Anchorage Fire Department's protection. Then there's Proposition 1, the so-called bathroom bill, a contentious proposal that's attracted a flood of campaign money, outpacing all other measures combined.
Nobody asked me first.
Prop 1 started as an initiative led by the conservative group Alaska Family Action and drew more than 6,000 signatures to make it onto the ballot. The measure aims to undo part of the 2015 law that bans discrimination against residents on the basis of gender or sexuality and seeks to regulate public restrooms and changing facilities by a person's biological sex at birth rather than their self-identified gender. In campaign materials, backers say it's about protecting privacy.
At one point, I got up to go into the women's locker room and just was not prepared for what I found.
The campaign in favor of Prop 1 has raised about $128,000, the majority of which is from Alaska Family Action in just the last month, spent primarily on TV ads. However, the proposition's supporters have been outspent by its opponents 6-1.
But we won't be fooled. That is why women's organizations from Anchorage
oppose Proposition 1.
A coalition of groups called Fair Anchorage has raised almost $800,000 to oppose the rule change, arguing that it discriminates against transgender residents, will damage the local economy, and is impractical to enforce. Many of the donations are non-monetary contributions from national groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, Freedom for All Americans, and Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaii for staff time, services, and consultations. Much of the money has gone to media ads, mailers, and voter outreach. April 3rd is the last day to submit ballots. As of Monday, the number of votes cast is on pace to surpass turnout in 2015, the last time there was a mayoral election. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.